prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 27 July 2020. You run out of luck, folks. I am back, and I'm glad some of y'all said you missed me. I do appreciate that. I really do. But I am back with you again, and we're going back into the groove, I guess you could say, and hope we have a great lineup for you this week. Tonight, this is going to be you and I. Well, I want to share our experience we just had for 2 weeks. I want to try to share from my heart if I can. And if you want to make a phone call to ask questions, you're welcome to. But I won't share things with you. But I want to make mention, too, that tomorrow night, we're going to have Michael Bodea on. That's a grandson of Dimitri Dudeman. Get more first-hand information about his grandpa and his prophecies for America that we see coming true right now. As we said here tonight live on this broadcast, America is going into civil war, even to the point of federal troops being brought in to quell the violence. America is on the verge of civil war. And Wednesday night, I want to share with you some information given to me and what's coming, I think, in the very near future in this country. I'm talking about months, not years, coming in this country. Had the privilege and honor of being with Lindsey Williams while I was down there. He was in the hospital also with us for a few days and getting his body taken care of. Had dinner with him and his wife, Joanna, several times, and lunch and breakfast. We'll share some things, nothing new as far as his, all of his elite friends have passed away, but he got some information we'll share too. Now we're going to share it with you Wednesday night. So you don't want to miss that. I think you're going to enjoy it. And folks, don't forget, I've been offering things here in this ministry for a long time, and I want to tell you again, after seeing what I saw in Mexico, after seeing what information I've uncovered while I was down there, even information still coming in. We've been offering people vaccine papers that you can sign, that you can give them to show them why you cannot and will not take a vaccine. And vaccine papers that they will be required to sign if they won't give you a vaccine. Of course, they won't do it. But the vaccine papers will put in a one-page flyer why you can't take a vaccine. Still trying to remember it all, tell them all, just give them the flyer, and you can show this is why I won't do a vaccine. And I'd like for you to sign this paperwork if anything happens to me that you'll be accountable for it. Of course, it's not going to happen. And folks, for donation, a few bucks. I just pay postage, $5 or $6, whatever. We'll get this out to you. I hope you take me seriously on that. In the book we offer here, Backyard Medicine, but you better believe me, you're going to need to know these things in a very near future. I pray that I'm wrong. I pray that I'm wrong. This weekend coming up in Bible study, we're going to have joining us by Zoom, Pastor Dana Coverstone. to review his dreams he had about what's coming up in November in this country, and more information from him, and him share some of his personal thoughts with us about what's happened since he's had these dreams, and the people he's talked to, and people have attacked him because of it. But this coming weekend Bible study, we're going to have a live Bible study, Lord willing, and you're welcome to join us, as you know. You can watch us live if you want, or listen on the phone. But folks, there's a lot of things coming that I've been telling people for years to prepare as best I can. No, I know, for personally speaking, I don't have everything I'm going to need. I'm not a wealthy man, but I got enough to survive for quite a while. But the Backyard Medicine book is something that you're going to have in your hands to even try to survive in the summertime, folks. And some of it is even good in the wintertime. And these are the things that you need. I'm offering because I care for you. These are things that you might want to consider, along with the catalog we offer, a free catalog. You'll see what we have to offer as far as products, and waste straws products, and cardivite, and vitamir. All this is available. It's in our catalog, free catalog. Just write or call and give us your address. You can get it by calling 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We'll send you a free catalog. And our magazine is going out this coming Thursday. A Minuteman magazine is going to be, as always, jam-packed. And folks, it's totally free on the Internet. If you will email me and ask to receive a Minuteman magazine, we'll put you on the list. No charge, no charge. Email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com. And you'll receive a copy of August. Can you believe that? August magazine will be up in a week or so. So I hope you take advantage of the magazine, folks, and get it. We will send you also, if you want it, a copy of a video that I did while I was in BioCare Hospital. Talking to my personal doctor, Dr. Vasquez, and Marcia's Dr. Romero, a wonderful lady. You'll get to listen to meet a couple of the personnel that work there, including Teresa. You'll get to talk to a driver, listen to a driver who will tell you what they do there to help take care of the people that are there. And, folks, that's all available. I'll email to you, no charge. I hope you'll get it and look at it, because I want you to know that we do care. I will try to explain it to you when I get into the testimonial in just a few minutes. But, again, don't miss out on the next couple of nice programs. You don't want to miss it. With Michael Bodea and his grandpa's prophecies that we're seeing becoming fulfilled as we speak. Things we never thought would happen in this country, folks, are coming for real. We are under attack by Marxist communists, and we know that. But it makes no difference why you go to civil war. When you go to war, you go to war. It means destruction of property. All the luxuries we've had for so long will probably end, including maybe electricity and cell phones. No doubt about that. If we go to civil war, it's going to end. And, of course, not counting the death and bloodshed that's going to be all around us. I hope you'll take this seriously. I sincerely do. And I hope what I sense coming in my spirit in November, what Pastor Dane has talked about, and more other than him, have shared the same things with me. I pray that we're wrong. I ask our Father, please give us a little more time. But folks, we don't deserve it. If He gives us more time just because of His grace, not because of anything we've done, we haven't even repented as a people, and you know that. We haven't done it as a nation. We're still arrogant, perverted, stiff-necked, hard-hearted, and ungodly in every way possible as a nation. And you see that every day. Every day. You do. But I want to get in and share our time in Tijuana, Mexico, in BioCare Hospital. Now, you're going to hear, at least I heard before we went down there, you don't want to go to Tijuana. Now, this is our second trip, of course, so I knew what to expect in a lot of ways. Tijuana is an evil city. It's a very corrupt city, the most violent city in the world. Well, it may be in some parts of town, but where we were, we saw nothing but normal everyday life in a large town. Over 2 million people live there. And we had pleasant experiences with everyone we dealt with. So don't be afraid to go to Tijuana. And no, you don't have to worry about getting back in the country. If you get out of your country, you can't get back in. That's a lie. You can get back in the country. I did. Marsha Jean did. And dozens do every day. BioCare Hospital. So don't be afraid of that. There's nothing to fear about going to BioCare Hospital. Of course, they're taking precautions because of the COVID hype. But I want to talk to you down there as far as even, we'll say, regular people know that this has been a hyped-up situation. But it's the same thing down there as it is in the United States. Same kind of panic as far as government news agencies trying to get people afraid to follow the rules. But you have nothing to fear about going down to BioCare Hospital. At the very least, in a little bit, I'm going to give you a phone number where you can call and talk to Dr. Rodriguez about any situation you may have. And he will tell you some things that may help you where you are. But I had to share with my family, and that you're my family. I've known some of y'all for a lot of years by radio. I speak to some of you every week on Thursdays. You call faithfully and just say hello, and we just chat a minute. So I'm sharing with my family and friends tonight, my real family out there that are born-again believers in Christ, my brothers and sisters who've been with us for so long. I'm sharing with you tonight. I want to share with you from my heart, as best as I possibly can, the experience we had. I guess the most important thing I want to share is what I've seen in my last trip down there 3 years ago, coming September, and this trip, what I've seen, in a way, people down there who went down there, one lady from Kansas went in with stage 4 lung cancer. More or less sent home to die or going to have some different treatments, you know, that we do here, the slice, cut, and burn here in America. Was down there going through treatments and BioCare. I have witnessed people down there and witnessed, talked to them personally, who've been healed from cancer, who were sent home to die, who are now in remission. They go back down every 6 months or a year just to, for a follow-up and, you know, kind of keep everything back on where it should be as far as their health goes. I've got to talk to those people. And with cancer, Parkinson's disease, some were afflicted with dementia, and they can even help that. Not to mention the myriad of other diseases that they can help. And one thing that fascinates me more than anything else that I've ever seen in my lifetime is what they can do with a prick in the end of your finger with a few drops of blood on a slide with a microscope to show you your blood, living blood, your living blood cells flowing. Red cells, white cells, they can show you these things. And the first time I did it 3 years ago, Dr. Chavanez, who did our blood test, looked at me, first thing said, "You got back problems." He knew that from the blood. And he looked at the blood this time and he said, "Pastor, but your blood cells are kind of clumped up, your red blood cells. A little clumped up. Marsha's are pretty much worse than mine." And the day before we left, he checked his blood again, and my blood cells are flowing freely. None were touching each other. The white blood cells are glistening like diamonds. Oh, folks, you got to see this to believe it. And to think people say there is no God, and all this happened by chance. What pure insanity, ignorance, and stupidity. I'm just totally amazed. And the test they do, the blood test, and other things they do for you while you're there. They check things that had never been checked in my life that I know of, and I'm almost 72 years old in this country. And the personal attention they give to you as an individual, no, they don't put you in there and lump you up. Well, these people have arthritis, these people have cancer. Let's do this. No, they talk, work with you on an individual basis and treat you that way. And the people that will wait on you, from everyone, from the nursing staff, to the doctors, to the chefs in the kitchen, it's personal. Your diet is tailored for you by your doctor. It's made by chefs in the kitchen who make it not only a beautiful plate to look at, but something delicious to eat. I'm sharing because I care, because I want you to take care of yourself. I realize a lot of you may not have the opportunity to go down there, but you can at least call and get the advice and the solid knowledge from a man that knows what he's doing, healing people. Having a chance to talk to Dr. Rodriguez more on a personal basis this time, just absolutely made my confidence in him and in what he's doing grow another 100%. The man is absolutely, genuinely concerned for all people. And he will help all that he can, anytime he can. And folks, he'll do it for you for free on the phone if you ask him. But the folks that we dealt with, from the nursing staff, they're not there. I spoke to these people personally. I got to talk to some of the doctors. One young doctor, a female doctor named Dr. Noel, that's what we called her. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. 28-year-old young lady, beautiful young lady. Speaking to her, she said, and this is a paraphrase, that she's not there for the money. She's there because of the hospital and the way they care for people. And she has a heart for caring. Dr. Rodriguez will tell the new employees there that you may be one of the best in your profession, but this place may not be for you. It'll be no reflection on your work if you don't want to stay here, because this is not for everybody. This is for people that truly have a heart to help people, not just treat somebody and get paid for it, but really have a heart to care for people. The day before we left, a nurse came in that we could hardly, she didn't speak much English, and I don't speak a lot of Spanish, but we barely got to speak to, we'll come in the room, a little short lady, and put her arms around me and shed tears. I would say on my shoulder, but she's too short to my shoulder. It's probably about my belly, I guess, but she actually hugged us, tears in her eyes, and the same with Marcia. Just to say goodbye to us. The cleaning staff was the same way. You become friends with them, folks. It's like leaving family. You say, preach away, sharing all this, because I want you to know there's hope out there. If God forbid you get something seriously wrong with you, please consider BioCare Hospital. Yes, insurance sometimes does help pay for all this, so you can afford to get out and get the best treatment available anywhere. Anywhere. I share because I care for you. And the least you can do is ask questions and maybe get help over the phone. But I do this because I care. I really do. I mean, you have drivers pick you up at the airport, take you back to the airport, or a bus station, however you decide to go. Lindsay had a driver. Lindsay was in Arizona, about 6 hours away, went up to his home, picked him up, brought him back down. That's the kind of service they have. While you're there, if you want to go down to downtown to Revolution Avenue or what we call 300 shops and buy souvenirs, whatever, they'll take down there with you and let you do your shopping. This is what they offer because they care. When you see people who've been healed from deadly diseases, you see in America we can't say that anybody's healed. It's placed by natural cures, natural treatments, because it's against the law to use the word cure with natural. In the slave country of Mexico, see, we're the free ones. We live in a free country. We can do all these things. They can do the treatments for us here, and we can be treated just like in Mexico, right? And be healed naturally, and say so. No, folks, we're not free. We're enslaved up to our eyeballs. We're in total tyranny, or have been for years. We're just too ignorant to see it. Mexico was supposed to be under a dictatorship, and probably is to a certain extent, no doubt. But they can still cure diseases that are incurable in America with the so-called treatments we have. I met some wonderful people down there this time who were patients. A lot of Amish folks, Mennonites, go down there because they do natural treatments. It's a wonderful people. Got to talk to them, talk Bible to them, witness to them. One lady that I got to speak with before we left, worked with us, got to witness to her. She comes from a Catholic background where they're not taught about being born again, about being truly redeemed, about being converted and a new creature. They're not taught that. Most Catholics don't know what I'm talking about. She didn't. And with my very little Spanish and her English, I managed to get a point across. She finally said, "Oh, I understand now. You become new inside." I said, "That's exactly what happens when you're born again. You're converted into a new creature. If you're not being, if you haven't been converted, then you're not Christ. You're not in Christ. She finally got it. No, she did not accept Christ. I pray that she will, and she'll call. She said she'd call me. I gave her some things to read on Scripture, shared Scripture with her. But that's what is there if anybody needs to go or wants to go to be taken care of. I don't know what else I can share with you on this. I don't know what else I can tell you that's will encourage you anymore to at least check it out. Write down this phone number. Write down, please. And you call tomorrow, and you ask, and when you call this number, ask to speak to Teresa. Teresa. She's a patient, I guess you say, coordinator there, but she's also Dr. Rodriguez's personal secretary. What a sweet, loving lady she is. Ask to speak to Teresa. Tell her Pastor Butch sent you down to talk to Dr. Rodriguez. And he will call you back if you can't come to the phone right then, but give me your phone number and tell him it's very important that you speak to him that I sent you down. Here's your number to call. It's toll free, folks. Don't cost a penny. 800-701-7345. 800-701-7345. I would love for you to call and ask and just talk to Dr. Rodriguez. See what they may offer, folks, and what for, to help that may help you now, even though you can't get down there. It's a life-changing experience that you'll never have anywhere in the United States. It's almost like going to a resort. It's almost you're being catered to in every way possible. Again, your own personal chef, if you will cook the meal the doctor recommends for you. Healthy, delicious, all organic, natural foods. Dr. Rodriguez himself specifies to be brought into the hospital. You can watch him deliver it during the day. Fresh tomatoes, cucumbers. And things that, you know, that I'll be quite honest with you, some foods that I didn't care much for here, like avocado dip. I didn't like it here. I didn't like it. It's not the same that you eat down there. It's all fresh. It actually was very good because it's natural. I don't want to tell you about this, except I hope that you'll take advantage of this. I really do. And at least call them and see if they can help you some way. On the phone, but for goodness sake, people, if you have serious conditions, call and ask how you can go down and see them. I just wish to goodness that I could convey to you all that's in my heart about this and get you to understand how much I want this for you. But I will send you a video if you email me. I'll send out to a mailing list already. Now, if you are on the mailing list, you'll get it. But I'll send you an email. I'll be interviewing Dr. Vasquez, Dr. Romero, Dr. Rodriguez, Teresa, and some other people. If you just ask for it, email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com. And I will send this to you along with a personal testimony I had while I was down there. To just try to convince you that you need at least call. That's all I can do. I mean, it's just amazing to me how the difference in the makeup of the services and the healthcare is so much different than it is here. I can just express from my heart what I'm trying to get through to you tonight. That's all I know to do, because I do care. You people are so precious to me. Some of y'all have been with us as far as being a friend of the ministry now for 20 years and longer. If there's any way possible that you can make a trip to Tijuana, I would do it. nothing else, just kind of spend a few days to see how they work. You're going to be amazed at, again, at the personal care they give you and how much they care for individuals, and get to talk to people that are there who've been treated before, who are back for what I call tune-up. Those are there for the, maybe for the first time, or in a matter of 4 or 5 days, you see a difference. I had one lady I got to talk to briefly. She came out of the hospital. She probably, I'd say, in her 60s. Rather heavy-set lady, very sweet lady, came out of there. And she stopped on the way out. There's a little patio there, and myself and another gentleman were sitting there talking. She came out and got talking to her. She's lived in Tijuana, but her dad was a French ambassador, so she's, but that's where she lives now. She'd been coming 3 days. Just, she doesn't stay there. She comes in for certain things to be done and leaves. She held her fist up and just shook her fist like, wow. In 3 or 4 days worth of time there, getting special treatments, she was feeling so much better. I don't know what else I can share with you. People went down who were very skeptical, who went just because Dr. Rodriguez said, come on, if it doesn't work out, I'll buy you a first-class ticket home. And if you don't like it, I'll send you home, but I'll pay for it. Were there a couple, 3 days, and didn't want to leave. I'm offering you hope tonight, no matter what your problem may be. High blood pressure, diabetes, I don't know what else could be, arthritis. They offer you things that will change your life if you'll let them. 800-701-7345. 800-701-7345. Ask to speak to Teresa and tell her that you'd like to speak to Dr. Rodriguez. And please mention that I sent you down, not because I'm somebody special, but because I want them to know that I am doing something to spread the good news of BioCare Hospital. No, they don't pay me to do this. There's no payment. There's no sponsorship in the program, nothing. I'm speaking to you of my own free will. No money is changing hands here, because I love you and I love what they do for people. I had to come home, I know that. That this comes to an end. But it was like saying goodbye to families. I mean, even the drivers that you got to know, hug your neck and shake your hand and hope you come back and see them. And I don't know how to express this. Even Dr. Noel, the young lady, said if everything is halfway normal, next year she wants to come up and visit Marsh and I here in West Virginia and spend some time. I mean, that's how close you get to be in a matter of a week or two. Sharing pictures of family, sharing personal things. That's the best I can do, folks, to tell you this, is share from my heart. If you have any questions, you can call me next half hour if you like. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, Had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themanna.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back. And if you want to call and talk to me, I wish you would. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I was hoping you'd call and ask questions, but if you're not, I'm going to share some things with you that I think you may want to think about. Because our world is changing. When I say our world, I mean the whole world's changing. But I'm talking about the place where we live. A country I grew up in, born in, almost 72 years ago. A country I remember as a young boy as being a decent country. A country I remember as a young child being normal. Now, we grew up in a country in a little town called Monterville, West Virginia. We lived out, it's just a small community. I remember though going outside and playing until dark with neighbors' children, and adults and children both going down to the grade school a lot and playing softball in the backfield, pitching horseshoes, neighbors playing, get together with the Luger family. Those folks could play anything. Listen to them pick and sing and play banjo and guitars and fiddles, we call them, and you know, get together on Saturday evenings to listen to that and cheering with family, and no one was ever harassed or bothered that I know of. I remember this country. When girls went to school looking like girls, boys went to school looking like boys. There were no feminine boys at the time. No one dressed like a woman. No young child or anyone else wanted to be something they weren't. They were what they were when they were born. Peace was pretty much part of the way of life in the country. They hardly ever saw a cop. They weren't need that much. We had a moral background, a moral code that everyone expected to live by, whether you're Christian or not. That's what I grew up in the last decade of innocence, the 1950s. But in that time, and it's been a brief period of time, folks, my lifetime is not forever long. I watched a lot of things change, gradually change, to make the people insensitive to the change. It didn't change quick enough to alarm many people. Oh, there were some, I'm sure, crying wolf, wolf, and trying to sound the alarm. But the masses didn't hear him then no more than they hear us now. It changed gradually so the generation after mine didn't realize what they'd lost from our generation. The fact that I could take a gun to school with me. When I was in grade school, old enough to hunt by myself, I could take a gun with me to school. Leaving the principal's office and hunt after school, me, myself, and my friends. We'd take a gun with us on the school bus to high school to hunt after school if we wanted to with our friends. We were free to do that. And boys carried pocket knives. That's what they did. That's what boys did. We did, and we made homemade swords because it was Zorro was big back then. We had homemade wooden swords stuck through belt loops. We carried cap guns with caps in them. That was America I grew up in. It's all changed. People were not afraid of the government then necessarily. They didn't fear that. No one's, no one's trying to take your property from you. No one's trying to force anything on you at the time to matter, not to compare to what it is today. But over the years, that changed. And I can look back over history and I can see over the past time, my lifetime, and see how much this country has changed in a lot of different ways. And not for the better. Not for the better. Very little, matter of fact, very little has been for the better. The public full education system has gotten much worse. It's become damnably bad. No longer is God allowed in school. No longer is prayer allowed in school. At least not out loud. And people who teach and preach Christ are persecuted, prosecuted, and those in school are fired from mentioning Jesus Christ and salvation. The heathen have taken over, and I've been in a writing discussion with a gentleman named Robert for a long time with articles I write online, and he always answers me, and for a while he was very spiteful, if you will, and hateful, but with his answers. But gradually, a period of time, I saw the respect maybe growing a little bit in him for me, and vice versa. He started calling me Pastor Butch in a respectful way, disagree with me. But he adamantly disagrees still to the point that he didn't think a Christian society would be a good society because it would be too restrictive on a lot of people. And I tried to explain to him that there's no such thing as a non-religious society. There's no such thing as a non-religious individual. So pay attention. There is no such living being, a human being, man or woman, who does not have a religion. Everyone has religion. Everyone believes as something as being the supreme power of their life. If you are a Muslim, then you believe in, of course, Allah. If you are a Buddhist, you believe in Buddha. And you can go on from there. In many other places, but if you're an atheist or a humanist, you believe that you are the supreme power in your life, that you're the supreme God of your life. That's what humanism is. And humanism was ruled a religion by the Supreme Court several years ago. There's no such thing as a non-religious individual or society or government. All governments are ruled by religious people. It just depends on whose religion is making the laws as to who gets persecuted and prosecuted. Are you listening to me? Religion has brought forth the greatest wars in the history of men, ever. Religion. Notice I'm using real religion, not Christianity. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is not a religion, it's a living faith. It's a living faith in a living God who dwells inside you individually if you're born again. It's not a religion, as we call religion. But to say you live in a non-religious society is absolutely an oxymoron. It cannot happen. Every society is governed by someone's religion. It just depends on the majority of the people and what religion they want to follow. In a Christian culture, where people have personal relationship with Jesus Christ by His saving grace, and where the leaders, if they truly are born-again believers, are going to do what's right for the people and to glorify God, we have lived in a society of somewhat moral character, peace, and prosperity. But when other religions take over, no matter what it may be, if the Muslims took over in America, we could expect to live in a Muslim rule. Very intolerant of anything but Muslims. We'll prosecute and persecute and kill those who are not converted to the Muslim faith. Humanism is a direct opposite of Christianity. It's more opposite Christianity than what the Muslim faith is. The Muslim faith has some morals that it abides by, and it punishes evildoers, murderers, rapists, homosexuals. It punishes them, and rightfully it should. The Muslim religion is more moral than America today by far. By far more moral. Much more moral society. But when humanism reigned, because they don't want to mix religion with politics, and folks, that's such a damnably stupid statement. Such a damnably stupid statement to say. You can't mix religion with politics. Religion is mixed with everything in your life. Your religion is how you determine what you do, how you do it, and when you do it. Your religion determines who you're going to vote for. And Christians, I like to think they're born-again believers. A lot of them I know aren't by their fruit, but let's say that they are trying to live a religious life, a Christian life, I should say, and they vote for the lesser of evils over and over and over again. And they never seem to learn the fact that when you vote for evil, lesser or more, is still evil. And every time you vote for a lesser of evils, and when each time society gets worse, after under each administration, because they've done that, the evil to the next election gets worse than the last election. True believers in Jesus Christ understand that supporting evil is supporting the leaven of that evil in society, and the leaven will penetrate the whole society given time, and it has. So voting for lesser of evils is really a type of humanism. You're hoping for a change through man, not through God. As I said before, the two great controlling powers in the world today are fear and hope, false hope. Fear is number two. Fear is controlling because people are afraid to do what they're told so they can survive another day and won't get in trouble with the law or lose their friends or family. That's fear. It's very, very controlling. But the biggest snare for most people is false hope that they had and still have in President Trump. He's going to save the country. Well, he's better than Hillary ever would have been. I'm not debating that because I just told you to vote for less of evil is to vote for evil. We've done that my lifetime and longer than I've been alive. And look what America's turned into. Not only turned into an immoral cesspool, immoral cesspool of all kinds of this disgraceful acts that are tolerated today. We still, after seeing all this, we still have people who vote for the man because he said he's going to change society. Without God, without Jesus Christ, society will never be changed except for the worst. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Let's take a phone call from Pennsylvania. Let's talk to Brother James. James, good evening, welcome. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Good evening, Pastor Butch.
Good evening.
You had Dr. Rodriguez on your radio program back on June the 2nd.
I had
called in the program that night and with my particular health problem, and he suggested that I call him the next day, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
He ran down and gave me the particulars of the protocol that he would use for my problem, specifically gastrointestinal fungus that's been there for most of my life, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But when he told me the cost, I mean, it was just prohibitive. There's just no way I can handle something like that. I mean, what do you
I understand that,
I
do.
I don't know where to go with this anymore.
Well, the best thing to do with that, what I suggest is, you know, ask him what you can do personally at home. And he will tell you what you can do to help it.
Okay.
The insurance, by the way, does help pay for a lot of this. I know for a fact people who had insurance,
yeah,
it does help pay
Medicare,
for it.
Medicare won't pay for that.
No, Medicare will not.
No.
But anyway, call him back and ask him what you can do personally at home, how you can help yourself at home with what you can get yourself right where you live. Believe me, James, it's worth a shot. My youngest son, Patrick, is a diabetic, fighting diabetes as best you can in natural ways. And his blood sugar was up 10 point something. And anything above 5 is high. He called Dr. Rodriguez, and within a month, I'm guessing 2 months, his sugar level was down to 5 point something because he followed Dr. Rodriguez's protocol.
Mm-hmm.
So call and talk to Dr. Rodriguez and ask him, tell me, just tell me the truth. I can't afford to make it down there. What can I do here locally? And I promise you, he will take time to tell you what to do, or he will send you a list of what you can do if you ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing to take for that situation. He'll do that. This man, I don't want to share things and embarrass him, but people work for him now. Some of them up to 40 years work for him. And I ask him why, and they say it's not for the money. It's because of what he does for people. And, of course, they have to eat. That we know that. But he cares for people. We care for people. I want to tell you very quickly about something. I was talking to a guy I call William. I can't pronounce his Mexican name. He goes by William. He's the producer, editor, I guess you say, of DVDs or whatever we do down there. And he worked with me on our DVD we did while we were down there. And I suggest that you get a copy of it, by the way. It'll be free if you want a copy of it. He told me a story, and I'm just sharing it because it happened. When he got married, he didn't have a decent car. He had nothing, really. Dr. Rodriguez bought him a little station wagon for him and his wife and a growing family. He just gave it to him. He put the man's son in the college. Matter of fact, he's sending this boy to Paris to learn to speak French, because Dr. Rodriguez has a French partners in France that he wants to be able to communicate with. This is the kind of man Dr. Rodriguez is. One of the ladies that worked there, her son's a nurse there now. He paid for the boy's education. He said, my own stipulation is you keep a B or above in average in grades. The boy's been working now for 20-some years. So he does care. You call tomorrow, that number I gave you, and ask him, what can I do here? Tell me, I can't afford to come down there. What can I do here personally to take care of my problem? He will share with you from his heart, and I'm guarantee he'll give you good advice.
Mm-hmm. And one of my biggest problems here is just lack of support. I'm having a really difficult time staying with any protocol these days.
I know, brother.
It's hard.
Believe me, I know it is hard. I have to watch myself as being a diabetic. I have to watch myself what I eat all the time and the things I do. And it's hard. I sympathize with you. Believe me, I do, because everybody's eating pizza and I'm eating a piece of lettuce. So it's hard, but it's for our own good. And, when you're born again, you know that you're the temple of the Holy Ghost, right? You know that.
That's correct.
And the temple should be honored by us and doing the best we can to take care of, because it's a gift from our Father. So, yes, it's hard. I know it's hard. I live it every day. But I promise you, if you stick with it, you will see an improvement. But you call tomorrow and tell them again. Tell Teresa I sent you down there that you talked to Rodriguez about something very important. And ask him some questions. And also share with Teresa your situation financially. See if they have any ideas on how they may be able to help you with that also.
Okay, I will do that. Yeah.
You do that. Okay. And call him back Thursday and tell me what you find out.
All right, I'll do that. Thanks for your time.
God bless you, James. Oh, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being there, my friend. Thank you. Folks, you want to talk to me, can 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now, I understand, as I was saying, in this country and how gradually they changed things to where we are now. And I said fear is a motivating factor, second most powerful, and false hopes number one. Let me give you a scenario. Let's look at what's happening right now. In Mexico, as well as America, people are wearing masks. Oh, my goodness, folks. Not everywhere I go, but the majority are wearing masks, just like here in America. On the plane, I did not wear a mask. My wife didn't either. We had doctor's excuse, so we couldn't wear one. We didn't wear one. But you see, I want to make a point here. The mask is a way of forcing people to wear them out of fear of becoming sick, or fear of losing their jobs, or fear of whatever reason may be of being persecuted and prosecuted because you won't wear a mask. The people I've talked to that work for the airlines knew it's a hoax. They told me they didn't like it, but they had to do it to keep their jobs. They're afraid. And in a lot of places now, they try to force you to wear a mask to go and go shopping. They can't do that legally. It's a private business, I realize that. But if they refuse service to the public, they can actually be sued for that. And eventually they will be. Because you can't wear a mask or you don't want to wear one. That's your choice. But fear is a motivator. Now stop and think about this. I was down there, I got to meet a gentleman named Bill. Bill lives in Florida. He listens to the radio broadcast, and knew Lindsay and I, and he had dinner with us a couple nights in a row, sharing his thoughts. Bill came up with the term, the mask mark. The mask mark. I thought, wow, that's good. Because out of fear, people are complying to wear a mask. And in businesses, you can't go in without wearing a mask in a lot of them. And if you don't do it and you work there, you can be fired for not wearing a mask. So it boils down to the fact that you can't buy, sell, or hardly travel without wearing a mask. I understand what came up with the mask mark. This is a conditioning step in taking the mark of the beast to be able to buy, sell, trade, travel, visit your family, whatever you want to do. This is conditioning. Let's get this lined up for the vaccinations that also will be part of the program. If you don't take a vaccination, have a card to prove it, you'll not travel. You'll not go anywhere. It's coming, people. It's coming. It's coming. It's on a doorstep. And in this vaccination, there's going to be at least an electronic tattoo or probably a chip. And 5G will hook you up to this computer database. Your cell phone, I'm not much good on cell phone, but your different kinds. I'm trying to think what they call the main one today, but they hook you up to a tracking system, and you can turn it off, but you're still hooked up. If you become within so many feet of someone who has COVID, they know who you are, where you're at, and they will come checking you. They will do that. A couple in Kentucky, a young couple, is under house arrest because they would not sign papers with the Department of Health to follow all the rules. So they put them under house arrest. They can't leave their home. No, they don't have COVID. They don't have any kind of disease. But that's what it's coming to. The mask is another step towards the mark of the beast. Like a digital picture on driver's license, your social security numbers, your driver's license numbers, all these things, your credit cards, all the cash of society. And as, by the way, the cash is starting to run low. Stores will not even take cash. My son went to Walmart in Clarksburg, West Virginia about a week ago. And they will not take cash. They said you have to go through the self-service and use a debit card because they didn't have any cash for change. And I'm telling you the truth. And in the preacher's dream, he saw not only change going away, but he saw ones and $5 bills going away also. This is happening right now in America. That's why if you have physical conditions, you better take care of them while you can. Because I do believe, and I pray I'm wrong, but within 4 or 5 months, your access to any kind of physical or medical help is going to be cut off. A nation at war with itself doesn't have all the amenities that we're used to. We'll lose a lot of them. Believe me or don't believe me, do what you want to do. But if I were you, I would at least call Dr. Rodriguez at 800-701-7345. 800-701-7345. That's the least I would do is call and talk to him. But I'll share more with you hopefully later this week what's coming down the pike. From what I got from people that I think are telling me the truth. But I do know I'm seeing this country change. I'm seeing us adapt to more and more government control and tyranny because we're afraid. Because we want to go along, get along, got to do it to keep a job. We got to do it to be able to shop and buy and sell. That is the mask mark. And look around you. And you will see how many people will stand against the mark when it comes, watching all those who are wearing masks and complying. Oh, it's not the same, preacher, not the same. No, I didn't say it was all the same. The driver's license is not the mark of the beast, but it certainly plays into the beast system with a digital picture, a lot of places, thumbprints and retinal scans, plays into the beast system completely in the 5G network that we'll be hooked up to real soon. It plays right into it. But your smartphones and your Androids will track you wherever you go soon. If you're near someone who has COVID virus, you will be tracked and traced yourself. You may be forced to quarantine at the least or take a vaccination. And soon without the vaccination, you will not have the paperwork to do anything. People, it's coming. It's not years away this time. It's months away. And I pray that I'm wrong with this. I hope come December, January, you can say, Pastor, you sure missed the mark on this. I hope I can say everything's kind of back to normal, isn't it? I mean, the riots are over. We're not going to civil war. The COVID is over and we're back to somewhat normal again, though, folks. I pray I can say that and mean it come December, January, but I'm afraid not. There's another wave coming. Now this one is not going away. This COVID-19 is not going to go away. It's going to increase. There's going to be another virus coming in. The next one will be for real. Mid-September, October. It's going to kill millions. How do I know that? Because I have another friend, not Lindsay Williams, another acquaintance who has an elite friend who told him this is what they're going to do. This first was a trial run to see how people would react and how well they would follow orders. I'd say we completed their test quite well for their side, but not so well for the way of truth. Fear motivated people to follow the rules and to mark themselves, so to speak. False hope will keep them going down that trail, waiting for somebody to figure it out and fix it for them. Still take responsibility for themselves and doing what's right no matter what the cost. They'll cower in a corner, they'll obey their masters, they'll wear their marks, and they'll follow the rules. What else could a good Antichrist system expect of the people than to be good cattle, good sheep who follow the rules? What else can you expect? What else can they expect in the people that are compliant? And as my last article said, the three seeds of tyranny and destruction is cowardice, complacency, and compliance. Cowardice, complacency, and compliance are in the beast system today we're seeing right now. And even though people know better about a mask, know they don't work, to say the least, they'll do it because they won't be able to keep the jobs, and I understand the reasoning, folks, but what's the difference between that and the mark of the beast? What's the difference between that and the real mark of the beast? They'll have to do it to keep a job, won't they? Have to do it to feed their family, won't they? Have to do it to be able to buy groceries, won't they? Do you see the correlation here? Do you see how it's working? Do you see the deception? Do you see what's happening? And do you care? Well, folks, I'll tell you this in closing tonight. I do care. I do love you. Please don't forget this. We offer great products here, and we do need your help to keep the bills paid. I promise we do. I love you a bunch. My great Scott, I'll see you tomorrow night with Michael Modera, the son of Dimitri Newman, grandson of Dimitri Newman. A lot more to share with you there. Have a great night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.